You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support.
Ray is the CEO of TikTok. Not literally, she just slays at it. And anyone who says otherwise is so extra. Because to be each, she's like fire. Just the fits she's wearing in this are beyond. And I'm finna break anyone who talks ish about her in this review. I don't want to flex or anything, but I've been following her since she was like online born. And now we got this new movie where she gives a full-on glow to some loser in a hat. I'm in. And I'm low-key jelly. I'm not in this. No cap. I party so hard with these definitely teenagers and def not 20-year-olds playing teenagers. This movie slays. SMH if you say otherwise. You're legit sus if you didn't ship this movie. Now let's go live with this and talk about
it. Hey, what the hell? Get away from my computer. What the? Go play on your phone or something. Jesus Christ.
I am so sorry, guys. That was my niece. Let's start this appropriately. I'm so sorry, guys. Here we go. Paget Sawyer, real-life social media princess Addison Rae in her debut film, is an Instagram influencer in her final year of high school in wealthy, movie-world Southern California, free from dirt or grime or any sense of reality. She lives with her divorced mother, a local nurse, played by Rachel Lee Cook, who was from She's All That back in 1999. Mm-hmm. Paget discovers her boyfriend, fellow influencer, and douchebag, aspiring hip-hop artist Jordan Van Knott,
truly
a Paul brother, Peyton Meyer, who's from Girl Meets World. He's cheating on her behind her back with a backup dancer. And she is further humiliated when a live stream of their breakup, where she cries to the point of snot dribbling out of her nose, goes viral. And this results in her loss of sponsorship, which is totally a thing social media personalities have. Yeah.
That's how they make money.
Paid to post. It's a thing. It's a thing.
Everything my son watches.
To redeem herself, she accepts a challenge to turn the school's least popular boy, Cameron Queeler from Designated Survivor, into prom king. And oh boy, is it going to be a challenge. He's got like longish hair and he's always wearing a stocking cap and he takes pictures with an actual film camera. I mean, like, what a loser. He doesn't even have an Insta.
Dweeb.
He only has a Twitter. Oh, my God. No. I mean, like, this is practically impossible, so there's no way Paget is going to turn this gross boy who only has one friend into prom king. And, like, yeah, I mean, he has super gorgeous eyes, but whatev, NBD, what is happening to me? I am TCD, one of the screener squad, and I am joined here by a bunch of definitely not Gen Z Zoomers. Ray.
Hello.
Marcos.
Ahoy, ahoy.
And Mark.
Hello. I'm definitely not, I have not been infected yet by this youth culture thing.
So, squad, am I the only one who felt the generation gap on this movie?
Oh, absolutely not.
Oh, I felt wrinkles breaking out on my face. Oh, it hurt.
I feel like the generation gap was a little forced, honestly. Like, there was things in this movie that I was like, I don't think that's what kids are like today anymore. Like, they're just forcing it in as much as they can.
This is written by a 50-year-old, the guy who wrote the original She's All That.
That was brilliant and inspired, so I could totally see why they redo this one. It was crying out to be done the right way.
I felt the same way you did, and I think that was one of the things, is that I looked at it and I said, yes, I may not be down with what all the kids are doing now, but this is, yes, let's throw every single thing that it can possibly be hip, and let's have them talk and use every single buzzword right now, and even ones maybe that I don't even think are. It was so over the top, especially in the first third of the film. Mm-hmm.
This proves to me more than ever the result of social media and how the era we live in now is so different because of the instant communication, the constant presentation of life. In 1999, having the cool football player try to change the art chick into someone sexy and cute,
yeah,
worked on a level. It's still a dated movie by by the conventions of now.
That's the comedy of this to me, is that they managed to take a shallow movie that I thought was incredibly shallow at the time. They made it even shallower. God bless them.
I may be the one person on here, but I actually like the original. I don't love it. It's not my favorite of teen romantic comedies from that time period, but it's slightly above average. And then you take this and you say, okay, we're doing a remake. And I'm like, okay, I want to judge the film on its own merits, but they have so blatantly said this is a remake of that film. They even use the exact same font and the exact same title cards on the poster and everything.
Same school even.
Same. Oh, I mean, everything. So it has to be fair game to compare it, right? And even if that film then maybe slightly above average for those types of films, this thing just, oh God. I am so
– it hurts.
There's so many bad things I could say about this film. And I want to be nice, but I don't know if I can.
You don't have to be.
We'll do some old man bluster. I'm from the generation of the 80s teen movies. And honestly, I feel bad for you because if you thought this was classic and there's nothing wrong with you feeling that way, I can't imagine how annoyed you must feel that they remade it like this. Because if they were to remake Breakfast Club, and I hear they're going to, God help us.
Oh, no.
That doesn't make sense.
It would kill me. Well, no, but, you know, yeah, it does. Anything to make money off of nostalgia.
I just mean, like, the classification doesn't really work in this day and age, which is one of the things in this movie that's holding it back a little bit. It's they had to completely create how the kid is weird. It's like, oh, he listens to Bad Religion. And I'm like, I'm sure someone in high school listens to Bad Religion.
Bad Religion. Give me a break. Get that New York Dolls t-shirt off of you, man. You don't even know what the hell you're talking about. Oh, my God. You're not a punk. Bad Religion. Ooh.
We've just laid out many of the problems with this movie. It feels dated to us.
And pretentious.
And pretentious towards who it's aimed at. The whole thing has the sheen of a Gap commercial. Everything is clean and perfect, even the loser. And it feels like a parody of itself, except we got a parody of this movie in Not Another Teen Movie, which mm-hmm. crushed it, mm-hmm. spoofing John Hughes, spoofing the 90s movies. And that movie, Not Another Teen Movie, also probably doesn't hold up now for some of the offensive lengths that thing went to back in early 2000s. This just feels so disingenuous and feels so off the mark. I know it's not for me. I know it's not for you.
No.
I don't know if who this is for is even going
to
like it.
I was trying to be charitable, knowing that there was this double generation gap going on. And I'm like, no, because I work with Generation Z. Mm-hmm. They're not stupid. They are one of the smartest generations ever. This is pablum. I mean, if they're over 10, they're going to figure it out. Yeah. For one thing, they listen to our music.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
And it's like, they know what, you know, Bad Religion really in the scheme of things isn't all that cutting edge. And this guy is supposed to be a hidden prince, a diamond in the rough. And no, he's just a hidden pretentious douchebag, you know, who's very shallow.
He's very pretty. There was no taking the hair down and removing the glasses. It's just, oh, take your stocking cap off, slick your hair back. Oh, my God.
I mean, couldn't they have shown some balls and have her work with the overweight Asian guy that may or may not be rich in the future who seemed to have a lot more problems? I would have been more interested in that movie. They did the same thing in the original, and it was a corpulent young lady. And he said, oh, no, sheesh, we can handle her. And then they take the really hot chick that is artistic and is wearing gasp glasses, and they did the same thing with this. He's basically this weird hipster. Mm. Big deal.
It's kind of weird where you're coming from, where it's like, yeah, this would have worked if he was a violent incel, because it literally even plays into the plot later. Like, it's like, just go for it. Just be as weird as you can be. But without that, it's just like, oh, you're just really making a movie to no one and trying to appeal to everyone at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This would have benefited from leaning into the joke of this.
Yeah.
If you went something in the vein of Pitch Perfect or even Bring It On, which is ridiculous, but they own it. Instead, this thing toes the line really stupidly. No, if you want this dude to be Logan Paul, if you want this girl to be just Addison Rae doing her thing, go for it. Go full blown TikTok. Get nuts on this. But they did this weird adult's interpretation of what this TikTok generation is.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it does smell like old man Hollywood. God is nose and bottle to see what the youngsters were doing again. I'm telling you right now, I can't imagine the generation they're aiming this at being remotely interested in it. I thought it was kind of dated when it came out in the 90s.
I don't want to sit here and just eviscerate this movie because, as I said right from the get, and as we've said more than once, we're not the target on this. But the reason I'm going after this so hard is because who is this for? It's not who you think it's for. They're not going to like this.
It might just be for parents to relive She's All That. But then even then, it's Rae doesn't like the movie, and that would be the target.
No, you're right. I think, Marco, I think you're absolutely right, because I looked at it too. And even with, we've got two people from the original movie playing their small parts in this film, they even look like they are, first of all, shoehorned into this thing. And then
they look
second
so very,
of all,
very tired, don't they?
They look like they're so trying to make it work, but you can also see in the back of their eyes that they're just going, oh my God, this is sad and I know it.
Yeah. It's kind of funny because this is the second time I've seen Lillard shoehorned into a plot. The other one was SLC Punk 2. It's like, oh, he's a guidance counselor now. That's weird.
Yeah, Lillard as a guidance counselor, it's like double creepy factor. Oh, God.
I don't have a problem with remakes, because Hollywood's been remaking stuff since the beginning. Even some of the most famous films are remakes of films that came before. Right. So I have no problem with remaking something, even something like this, but it just feels so uninspired. It feels so lazy. Even the performances are bland. Some of them are not actors, and it shows.
Mm-hmm. The fall in love moment in this, not to give it away, but it's like the singing still isn't great. Like, I don't understand how this was the catapulting moment. So,
yeah, no, you are not wrong, because this movie was brought to us in part by a few things. First of all, auto-tune in the scene you're talking about. But talk about some blatant product placement. Hey, you mind if I grab some of that Pizza Hut? Just going to grab some KFC before
I was
I
counting
leave.
Those. There was four of them, maybe five major in-your-face, not-so-subliminal advertising shots where you're like, we get it. You got product placement. Oh, my God.
And there is where I think, like, you know what? If you want to do product placement, go full Wayne's World. Exactly. Go over the top with it.
When she's talking about KFC and the limousine, I'm like, just show the damn bucket. I mean, you don't need, don't be so klutzy as to mention the name. Just show the bucket. We'll get it.
Yeah, we get an old Navy drop in there as well. Oh, the
Fizmir.
So frustrated. I actually had an audible moment of like, oh, come on. When I think too. It was the KFC or the Pizza Hut moment where I'm like, ah.
I got one redeeming fact. You know what? We'll talk about in Final Thoughts.
Let's move into that, because we could just be of a different generation shaking our fist at the cloud in the sky, or we can just wrap this up with some understandings of everything we've said here. So, Mark, why don't you kick it off for us?
It's obvious to everybody that I, if not all of us, really didn't care for this movie. My reasons for not caring for this movie is because I think it is patronizing. I would say it's pretentious, but I don't think it carries if you think it's pretentious or not. I think it's a shallow product placement, and I think it's patronizing towards, for lack of a better term, Generation Z. And I think they're way too smart for this movie, and they're probably tuning into YouTube to watch people who actually give a rat's ass about what they're doing. They actually do understand them and are, hey, it may not be the deepest stuff in the world, but at least they're trying and they're working on their video. This was a retread. There's one thing I liked about it. There is one point where she makes accidental sexual double entendre, and her friend goes, context, please. That was the one intelligent thing I saw in the movie, because I wish that every sitcom and bad romantic comedy would say, context. I'm not going to take this in the wrong direction and base an entire plot on it. So I got to give that one line credit, because I remember noting, hey, that's pretty smart, actually. That's where it stops. It took a property that I never considered all that remarkable, and they made it even less so. This is the kind of movie that movies like Heather's was created to excoriate, although it's not worth Heather's time. I will give it 3 out of 10 Swedish Helga Barbies.
Very good. Marco, go ahead.
Tuning into this movie, I actually thought it was a really good idea for them to be gender switched. Like the idea of an Instagrammer or TikToker, Twitcher being the center of the plot. I was like, oh, that makes a lot more sense than the jock in the year 2021. So that's fine. I'm okay with this. Then after that, it's just kind of like the love interest. There was nothing ever defining about him. They actually have him all over the place, from crying about horses to knowing martial arts. Like, it's weird.
Yeah, Mary Sue.
I could see the bones of where that idea could run, but it just doesn't go anywhere. It's weird. The most entertaining part is probably Matthew Lillard dancing just because he's charismatic. Probably more charismatic than anyone in the movie, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for me. I don't know who it would be besides people that really, really like She's All That and didn't really have no depth about it. They're like, oh yeah, I really like it. It doesn't matter what it is. It's a movie. For me, I'll give it like a 1 out of 5 Bad Brains t-shirts.
Very good. Ray, go ahead.
Yeah, we're all on the same page. I thought this just... They had an idea and they said, hey, we'll update this. And then I think that's what they said. Hey, we'll update this. And then nobody checked in with anybody else on what was what was happening. They delivered a script and a bunch of actors showed up and they made a movie. Even when I say a bunch of actors showed up, that's being generous because, of course, Addison Rae is not an actor and she proved that here, unfortunately.
Ooh. After school special stuff.
I have to at least give Tanner Buchanan a little bit of credit because he... With what he was given, he was at least trying. They give him stuff that's all over the map, and there's just not enough here, I think, for even him to work with. And then, of course, you have our two poor cameos from the original. You have Rachel Lee Cook and Matthew Lillard. Again, they're trying, but they're not given anything.
So tired.
I was looking at it in the first third, and I was going, oh, this is not going to get any better. It's going to be so bad. And then there's a little bit in the middle third where you get a little bit of hope, and then the end just goes downhill again, and so badly. And I don't like to be mean about films, but I really couldn't find a lot of redeeming in this. So I'm going to give it 1 for each actor who was trying. So that gives me 3 out of 10 times that I wish I was Rickrolled rather than watching this film.
I also don't want to just go after a movie for existing because I know how hard it is to make a movie. And so kudos to the fact that this exists, but this is TikTok dancing and stiff Kardashian level acting. And I mean that quite literally. There is a Kardashian in this reading her cue cards. What worked in 1999 doesn't work here. We got the perfect sequel remake parody in Not Another Teen Movie, a parody film that points out how dumb this premise is. It was dumb in 1999. My Fair Lady works in 1912 because you can take a homeless woman off the streets and turn her into a princess. That's not insane. In 2021, the idea of someone being a loser because of who this guy is just ridiculous. These are beautiful people with beautiful people problems. And oh no, my 1 million followers saw me do something unfiltered. Oh no, my $3,000 a month check from social media content doesn't afford me a mansion. I see the Paul brothers and I want them to walk into traffic. So my ire for this movie is on premise alone. It's executed fine enough. It's competently filmed and edited together into a coherent film, but it no way captures my taste. But like I've said more than once, I'm not the demo. I'm almost 40. So if you're 20 something or younger, you might like this, I guess. I think Mark got it right. You're going to feel patronized too. And don't rewatch She's All That either. Something tells me it's better left to nostalgic memory. So this is 3 out of 10 paint covered overalls. Should I get my niece back in here? Hey, get back in here and explain things to us. Can you?
Oh, okay. Oh, please, no.